Alaska State Troopers say 5 children died in a fire that gutted a trailer home in Butte this morning off the Old Glenn Highway near Palmer. But troopers couldn't or wouldn't say what caused the blaze or who was responsible for the 5 girls who died. The girls ranged in age from 3 to 12. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove was there and has the story.
Somber fire investigators combed through debris inside the blackened trailer off Wickham Drive today. A neighbor had called 911 to report the fire a little before 7 a.m. This afternoon, another neighbor who did not want to be recorded in an interview would only say that the 5 girls who died were good kids as he stared at the charred home past the yellow fire line tape. Firefighters from nearby Butte Fire Department as well as Palmer Fire and Rescue responded. Now, troopers and the state fire marshal are investigating what sparked the fire and whether there were any factors that may have contributed to the girls' deaths. The investigators have not released the victims' names, nor have they said whether they were members of the same family or whether an adult was present or involved in any way. Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says early indications are that the girls died in the fire, but she says there won't be a final determination on what caused their death until troopers have had time to investigate.
It is a tragedy no matter how you look at it. We don't know at this point if there are other factors involved in their death, but that's something that we're going to look into.
Peter says the investigation will take time.
Whenever you have a fire, things are always very complicated. I mean, things get burned up, things get scattered. I mean, there's, of course, people that try to fight the fire. That's what they do. So you have water. And we also have 5 deaths with this fire. It's a really long, drawn-out process.
As Peter spoke, state medical examiners were removing the girls' remains from the trailer, putting them in body bags, and preparing to drive them to Anchorage. She says that's where they'll undergo autopsies. Investigators have been in touch with family members and are conducting interviews, but Peter says it is too soon to identify the girls publicly until troopers are completely sure of their identities. In Butte, I'm Casey Grove.